When it became clear that the fishermen could take no more, Josie considered what she knew about Mr. Chatham, and before long, she had pinpointed another destination. Part of the route took them along a river, which suited Chatham fine, and in 6 days and 5 nights, which seemed like no time at all, Josie led the fishermen down a mountain, along a grassy shoreline, and onto a sandy beach that stretched on for miles. They stopped their horses and took deep breaths of fresh, salty air. "Look at all this," Josie gestured with a grand sweep of one arm. "Well, I'll be," Chatham exclaimed in wonder. As far as the eye could see, waves of pure turquoise splashed white foam high in the air. A line of soft oranges and pinks drew itself low in the sky where the ocean met the horizon. Seabirds circled and dived, dipping in and out of the water. "Here we are," said Josie. "What?" asked Chatham. "Where are the miners?" "Take a good look," said Josie. "Here's a vast open sea, and there's not a fishing boat in sight. Imagine your new home, set back behind that big rock, and the new pier you'll build, and a whole fleet of fishing boats." When Chatham realized that the riches Josie spoke of were not actual gold, he cried, "You're not a guide. You're nothing but a fraud." Then he rode off to seek his fortune on his own. But just as Josie figured, Samuel Chatham was not cut out for a gold digger's life. In less than a month, he returned to Massachusetts.